Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday. I'm Richard Jones. And first off, there's news on the winding up of Orkney Meats that we first mentioned last week. It would appear that Orkney Council have put forward a package of proposals, which should mean that Orkney's farmers and local butchers have continued access to the abattoir facilities in the short term. And the Council have been meeting Rural Affairs Secretary Richard Lockhead to discuss the situation further. The Council decision has given Orkney Meat a very welcome breathing space while a strategy for the future is explored, with the future of Orkney Island Gold Beef and Lamb hanging on the decisions. Meanwhile, also in the news, our rural insurance agents, NFU Mutual, who have revealed a drop into the red of £47 million last year. However, it wasn't all bad news at the Mutual, with a strong growth in funds under management reported and a £106 million bonus paid out to members. Chief Executive of NFU Mutual, Lindsay Sinclair, described their position as very strong in amongst difficult trading conditions. But now we're turning again to that issue that just won't go away, and that's electronic ID of sheep. NFU Scotland are in Brussels today to meet the EU Commission on EID. Here's Policy Manager for Livestock, Penny Johnson, to explain why.
Well, as always, NFUS are pushing for some common sense from Brussels on the subject of EID. We've had it in place now for 2 years, and we're still seeing problems coming up as a result of this regulation that we predicted from the start.
What in particular is causing the main problems?
One of the main problems coming up at the moment is some of the cross-compliance issues, in particular looking at the read rate issue. The regulation requires 100% read rates, which aren't possible under the Scottish system, and we really need them to take that on board and not penalise farmers when they're doing their best but aren't actually necessarily achieving that 100%.
If they don't achieve 100%, what is the current situation? What could happen?
They could potentially lose a proportion of their single farm payment, and that's something we're trying to get some common sense approach on, where it isn't actually affecting traceability of sheep because of the system we've got in place in Scotland. We don't believe that farmers should be penalised as a result of that.
The situation, as we understand it at the moment, Penny, is that it's working quite well. Read rates, I've heard, vary from sort of 94 to 96%.
Really, the fact we're not getting 100% is down to the fact the technology isn't up to scratch.
And let's just hope that common sense does prevail for once in Europe later today. But for me, that's all. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.